Ed, how are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, JR. How you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us. I mean,
we saw
what the result was 2 years ago, a three-point loss, a loss of a lead to the Kansas City Chiefs. They go through last year, which was a disaster, how they started, how they finished. What are your thoughts on how these Eagles bounce back into being champs?
Yeah, I think they realized that they maybe did not hire properly coming out of that Super Bowl loss 2 years ago. And in fairness to them, they lost, you know, their offensive coordinator and their defensive coordinator, Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, the head coaching jobs. And, you know, both were kind of out of the blue, so they weren't really prepared. You know, this Kellen Moore hiring, they've known about it for a couple weeks now, so they're a little bit more prepared. But, you know, they brought in some new assistants under these new coordinators. They brought in Kellen Moore and Vic Fangio, and these guys were great teachers, and they were able to kind of turn this roster over from one of the oldest in the league 2 years ago to the youngest in the league this year. There was 8 new defensive starters from that team 2 years ago, and to be honest, I think that loss 2 years ago, the way it ended, you know, with a holding call in the last 2 minutes that let the Chiefs kind of run the clock out and kick a field goal with just a handful of seconds to go, really motivated the Eagles through this past 2 years. And even Jeffrey Lurie, the owner, I talked to him kind of in the quiet off to the side outside of a jubilant locker room, and he agreed that he's still angry the way that game ended, the way that penalty was called late, and that motivated him. And they really went down there with a sense of unfinished business, and they were on a mission, and it really showed.
Ed Kratz is here with us from Sports Illustrated. We know how up and down and what a roller coaster ride it could be for the team in Philadelphia, the responses to the players and management. Who had more to kind of wipe off their shoulder? Yeah. Is it Nick Sirianni who was getting into shouting matches with fans, or was it Howie Roseman who's had quite an up and down when it's come to drafting?
Well, I would probably say Nick Sirianni of those two. I mean, you know, Roseman has built a Super Bowl roster. You know, now it's 3 in the last 8 years. You know, Lurie, again, talking to him, thinks he's a Hall of Fame general manager. So, you know, I'm not sure it was much to do with Howie Roseman. And he's drafted fantastic, let's face it. These last few drafts, he has really drafted well. A lot of these players that you see out there came in 2021. You know, obviously Jalen Hurts came in the 2020 draft, but from 2021 until last spring, he has drafted just fantastic. Nick Sirianni, on the other hand, you mentioned him getting in fights with fans. I really think that the Eagles were considering firing him after they started this season 2-2. Wow. They went to Tampa and really got smoked. And I don't think the owner was real happy, and I think he was really, really on the hot seat. But then they came out of that bye. They had that narrow win against the Browns, and fans weren't happy. They felt they should have clobbered the Browns. They only beat them 20-16. But it was a win. And I think, you know, they started to build on that. They ended up winning 10 straight, which is a franchise record. And now all is rosy again with Nick Sirianni. In fact, he's entering the last year of his contract in 2025, you know, this fall. And I expect Jeffrey Lurie to extend him, as well as Howie Roseman. He's also entering the final year of his deal, but I expect one of the bigger offseason stories in Philadelphia is going to be an extension for both of those guys.
When you think about Nick Sirianni, you talk about the 2-2 start and people kind of starting to roll their eyes at him. They looked at what took place last year. Have you seen an adjustment in Nick Sirianni as the season went on, or has he just always kind of been the same guy?
Well, I think behind closed doors, he's been the same guy, and that's something to his credit, is his players play for him. You know, they know that nobody was real happy with the performance of the team, and especially Nick Sirianni and the way he was kind of, you know, lashing out at fans. He was always berating officials on the sideline. He almost looked like a coach out of control, but behind closed doors, he's instilled a culture of everybody pulling from the same end of the rope, if you will. That you can't be, his favorite quote, you can't be great without the greatness of others. But he's very much a player's coach, and the players love him, and they're going to play for him. And it showed, you know, when you talk to some of those guys in the locker room on Sunday night, they even said, you know, we wanted to win this thing for Nick because of everything that he's been through and all the doubt that's out there. He's been called a lot of names nationally. But they really were in it for Nick because of the culture that he has brought together. It's a, you know, you hate to be corny about it, but it's a culture of love. These players truly do love each other in the locker room, and I think that's reflected. They talk about always not wanting to let the player beside them down. They want to make their play because they don't want someone next to them to be upset that they didn't. They really play for each other. And that's a culture that Sirianni has brought, and maybe that, you know, goes a little bit unnoticed because it's a behind-the-closed-door thing.
Ed Kratz covers the Eagles for Sports Illustrated. When we think about what's in store for this offseason, we know some of the pieces that might get paid elsewhere, whether it's a Becton or Sweat or Bond. What do you think takes place this offseason for the Eagles? They got a few holes to fill.
Yeah, well, they have players that will hit the free agent market. Now, listen, I don't think Zach Bond will hit free agency. I think, you know, Howie has even pretty much, I think he went on Jason Kelsey's podcast and pretty much said he's not going anywhere. So, you know, as much as Howie Roseman doesn't pay linebackers, you know, it's a position, every team has them, that they don't invest a lot of resources in. And, you know, linebacker has typically been one, but he's admitted, I'm not letting this guy get out the door, nor should he. People in New Orleans didn't really get a good look at Zach Bond when he was there for 4 years. He was more of a special teams guy. But they brought him here. Vic Fangio figured he could do some things with him, and he was right. And you know, he was one of the finalists for the NFL's Defensive Player of the Year, kind of out of the blue.
Yeah.
So he's not going anywhere. They need him back, and they're going to bring him back. The other guys you mentioned, Mekhi Becton, you know, I'm not sure he comes back. They have Tyler Steen, a third-round pick 2 years ago, I think would probably step into that role. But, you know, and Becton's got a little bit of a knee issue. You know, I don't know if it's a degenerative knee issue that could prevent maybe teams from giving him a huge contract to play tackle. And he liked his time in Philadelphia. He liked playing for Jeff Stoutland. But, you know, it's really all about who they're going to bring back. They don't have too many holes. They could use a pass rusher for sure. A little light on that end of the field, you know, on the edge. Maybe a defensive tackle because I fully expect Milton Williams to leave. I don't think they're going to be able to afford Milton Williams. He certainly made a lot of money with his Super Bowl performance, 2 sacks, a strip sack fumble of Patrick Mahomes. Been just a rock-solid player for 4 years here in Philadelphia. And Josh Sweat, they're probably going to lose him too. I don't think either of those guys are coming back. So, yeah, if you talk about holes, it would be the defensive line. But it's a defensive tackle draft from what I've heard. And I expect the Eagles to kind of target some players at defensive tackle and on the edge in the draft.
How much time, how much grace, I should say, has Jalen Hurts kind of bought himself with this performance? A lot of criticism even throughout the victories this year. Now he's a champion and a Super Bowl MVP. How much grace does that grant him with the fan base?
Well, I think I'm not sure it's the fan base that he had to win over. I think it's just a lot of national disrespect, to be honest. I mean, Jalen Hurts, all he does is win, and you can say what you want about winning and how that's accomplished, but you know, the quarterback is always in the crosshairs when it comes to winning and losing. And, you know, he's won 45 games. He's 6-3 in the postseason. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's 1-1 in 2 Super Bowls. And I think that's a pretty exclusive list if you look at some others who went to 2 Super Bowls and went 1-1. I think Troy Aikman's on that list. John Elway's on that list. There's some Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So I'm not sure it's a Philadelphia thing. You know, there's always going to be, you know, people, whether it's nationally or here in Philadelphia, they're going to doubt him or, you know, question how he does things. And, okay, maybe he's not the prototypical big-arm quarterback that, you know, like a Joe Burrow or a Josh Allen. But, you know, how many Super Bowls have they won? They can't beat Patrick Mahomes or the Chiefs. The Eagles did. And, you know, it was a team effort, of course. But Hurts certainly played a huge role in it because the Chiefs were defense. They were geared up to stop Saquon Barkley, and they did. He had probably his worst game of the season, and they dared Jalen Hurts to beat him, and he did. He did it with his legs, and he did it with his arm. And, you know, I never really understood the disrespect that, you know, the nation has had for him. Maybe it's because he was a second-round pick, maybe because of how things went in college when he was benched in the national championship game when he was with Alabama. I'm not sure what it is, but it's certainly unwarranted in my opinion.
Now, Ed, I'm specifically here out of Philadelphia. What do you hear from a national perspective where people say, hey, this guy doesn't do it, or this guy can't get the job done? All he's done is win.
Yeah, well, I think you hear it on all those, you know, I don't want to call anybody out, but I think you hear it on all the talk shows nationally. Okay. You know, you hear, you know, certain members of the national media that have airtime on, you know, some of the sports programs that are out there, and, you know, never really got a lot of love, and I'm not sure he still will, but he should. Again, all he does is win. You look, he's been a starting quarterback full time for four seasons in Philadelphia. He's been to the playoffs all 4 years, and no team is the same. So he's the constant. Why? How they got into the playoffs? Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, and those are two guys that for some reason don't seem to get a lot of love nationally.
Ed Kratz is here with us from Sports Illustrated. When you think about the youth of the team, I don't think more than four or five guys are even over the age of 30 years old. You think about the talent that they have. How far do you see this runway being for the Eagles? They're obviously the odds-on favorite right now to go back and repeat.
Yeah, well, to win a Super Bowl, you know, it takes a lot of good fortune. It takes some good breaks. It takes, to, you know, staying healthy. The Eagles were able to do that this year. But, you know, they have a lot of foundation pieces locked in. You know, their offensive line, I'd say it's one of the best in football right now. They have their key players locked down. Lane Johnson, Jordan Mulata, Landon Dickerson, three-fifths of that line are locked down. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, those receivers are locked down to the end of the decade. Jalen Hurts, contract runs through 2029. Maybe they could use help at tight end. Dallas Goedert has 1 year left as the tight end. Saquon Barkley has two more years left on the free agent deal he signed last year. And then on the defensive side, they're just young and they're talented. You know, Jalen Carter, they got him in the top 10, ninth. He fell because of the red flags. You know, I remember he went home from the scouting combine because of a legal issue back in Florida, or I guess it was Georgia. He's from Florida. But, you know, he's a young kid, 23 years old. You know, Nolan Smith, who really came into his own, is 23 years old. Jalix Hunt, a rookie this year, I thought played very well in the Super Bowl, had some pressures. He's a rookie. And, you know, you look at the linebacker. I mentioned Bowen. I think he's coming back. Nakobe Dean, who wasn't on the field in the playoffs, he tore up his knee in the wild card game against the Packers, may have a delayed start to his next season. But he had a great season this year. And then you look at their secondary. You know, two rookies, Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell, two finalists for the NFL's Defensive Rookie of the Year. Extremely talented. Look what Cooper DeJean did. Talk about a Hollywood script in the Super Bowl. On his 22nd birthday, he gets his first career interception, his first pick six. It turns out it was a pick six. It comes against the GOAT, Patrick Mahomes. It comes against the Chiefs, the dynasty, and it comes in the Super Bowl. So, you know, where do you go from here if you're Cooper DeJean? What do you do for an encore? But, you know, they're pretty buttoned down in that secondary. Reed Blankenship, the safety, has another year on his deal. C.J. Gardner-Johnson has two more years on his deal. So, you know, they have these guys locked in. And, you know, I don't expect – you know, I think the Eagles are poised to perhaps get back and maybe repeat. But, again, like I said, it takes good fortune and it takes good health to do it.
Yeah, most definitely. Hey, as long as they keep selecting all them guys out of Georgia, I think they'll be perfectly – fine. Hey, Ed, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you and your work with SI?
Yeah, you can hit me on the X platform at Kratze, and it's spelled K-R-A-C-Z-E. That's where you can find me. I put everything there.
Thank you so much, Ed. We appreciate the time. Are you going to be at the parade?
I don't know yet. It's really not okay. My scene, you know. Right. A lot of people.
I was going to say, wear a helmet. Wear a helmet.
Yeah, even in the locker room after the game on Sunday night, it was, geez, why didn't I wear like a raincoat or some goggles or something? But I'll be prepared if I go. I'm just not sure I'm going to go yet.
Hey, the experience will be fun. I certainly understand. Hey, Ed, thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of the off season, I guess I could call it. However best you can, okay?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.